Blog Talk Radio.
Never frontin', that's just something that I live by. Nope. Tough to fit a couple hundred on the inside. Money. French criminals and coming for that get right. So we get right in the city of the pinstripe. I really rap, I'm dope, I give them insight. Yeah. In spite of my age, I'm quite wise, my nigga. Half lights, we getting pie, my nigga. I'm reigning king, here's feminine. Throw it to the sky, my nigga. Money tuck, think rice, my nigga. Cause when I ring this bitch, shit'll take away your life, my nigga. Hold up, moment of silence when you play a car. Playing more like rice. My nigga, Mayweather plus Mike, my nigga. Randy Moss, Terrell Owens, Jerry Rice, my nigga. Megatron 85 plus Mike, my nigga. Irvin, Doc Irvin plus Mike, my nigga. I made a couple out of mountains. Big guns, Gronkowski. Bullets ending in a spike, my nigga. Fuck rap, y'all are light, my nigga. I don't even like to fight with children, but I spank one of y'all for. Hold on, time out,
no, I'm
a bad motherfucker, ladies, man, leave a smiley.
Yeah.
Figured out the waves, now my aura off an island. If I ain't gaining weight, then I'ma go and get the counting. All these battles, he ain't J-boy, I be feeling like I'm styling. I'm a horror gang, rapping niggas know me, I be wildin'. Can't get every day, so every day I wake up in the palace. Boy, I came up in the church, I've been a monster since the toddler. That a bad man, Jesus, you scared, get your da-da. In his life, when we ride, that's a drive-by. In the life, for telling him it was nighttime, didn't make a difference cause I killed him at the right time. Right now she regrets everything she's lied about. I kill every real track just to fly out. I got the Carter in my blood, dried out. If I ain't winning, I'm getting it. Just a buyout, run, try out. I run it, peep how we run now.
It is the game.
No.
Yeah. I bring that pain. Never short on the quote. I can't stay. Gotta go. Tryna get paid. No time for talking. I wanna be the king. Pretty sure. Feel the pain like a potion. The glory I took in hold. In my name, I will let it smoke. I give him that pain. That fire. That running back one more time. That gun is back on my ride. 8-4-4-5, my nigga gon' play, like I'm nice. Who let that motherfucker control this? I two-step with this motherfucker, Yoshi. I got game breaking, it's prime, I give him a day. He'll die, another fake crazy nigga gone. Mother praying, trying to stay strong. Tell him Hussein, nah, think twice, I'll be on the way. Pull up, I ain't never had no problem on the bullshit. If it's a homicide, I'm running with a bull. If I bring out the K, it'll fade him, the drugs, they the fuck out my lane. He golfing. Dangerous, it ain't drugs. I'm drugs. Way to miss some straight balls. Done on my way to what it go off. Shit, I'm like Drake. I ain't making, but I'll take your shit like my own. Put an MJ face on that chrome. Fade away, now I got the flavor. I bring that pain. That never show on the quote. I can't stay, I gotta go. Tryna get paid, ain't no time for talking. I wanna be the king. Does it show? Through the pain, like a potion. For the glory, I took an oath. For my name, I will let it smoke. I bring that pain. And yo, that
it is the game. Kill you.
I don't know nobody if we come down
this. Yeah, 100 points. 20,000 bitches walking with giants. I'm a god amongst these niggas. I flew to Cali, they was talking bigger business. I got the answer like the 7-6ers. I'm not the toughest for shit if I'm not the realest. At least the kid the realest. I get in where I fit in. We got the product and not a product shipping. Ain't not a problem shipping. This hand, the hammer dripping. Yeah, slick puller. She say a nigga gifted. She love it when I'm talking. Say I remind her of Biggie. I remind her of Cameron. I remind her of 50, I remind her of Nas, and I remind her she tripping. I remind her of Brooklyn and Harlem when they was winning. Queens, Bronx, whatever, whenever, point is we living. I pointed to my heart and told her I could dig it. She pointed to my boxes, then proceeded to kiss them. Blow, I let it blow like she blow with the toast on the go. Like a ghost, you ain't know, now you know. Roll the dub, grip the tray, sip a foe. You heard that shit before, nothing changed up the dough. I hit the dough, boy, I'm knocking, get the dough. And I rock like I'm so cold, bang with the dope. The game gang got me low. Upstate got me cold. Gang, gang with the shows. No name, keep the code. I'm lost cause I'm so insane with the flow. Will Chamberlain growth, I remain in control. I bang, took an oath. All I hang with is old lies. Came with the hoes, now we lit. Get the folk. Wait, might have lied. Couple gang hell folk. Folk legend, and I will never change like a quote. It's funny, but the more things change than they don't. It's strange, but the quote makes sense. Count them both. Busy cooking, and now I'm off the stove. Stick a fork in them, no pork in them. This is kosher. Same niggas screaming, rap be the joke. We laugh, cash when it's factual, bro. No, no facts, just taxes and broke niggas yapping like ho. Niggas pass me the coke, man. Score a play, bust a shot, plug a boat, do something. Pretend you knew something, what's the hold up? 100 points, I don't know nobody iller. Who a beast, boy? He soft, that's a fucking chinchilla. Started out with Knicks, now the kid a gun dealer. Went from Pokemon cards to carding the Godzilla. Speaking cold, you ain't get it, suck a dick or go back and make it mean something like your sister. This a visual, but feds take pictures, so I'm torn. My IG pop.
It's like that Wayne's brother era, you know what I'm saying? Remember the guys too? Baggy clothes, 90s and shit, you know what I'm saying?
High society coliseum shit, man.
Yeah. Yeah, came back with a new flow, should've guessed it. Pulled up in a can't lie, that's impressive. Flow so clean, shorty eat me up, breakfast. Served with herbs, straight from Cali like corrupt dog. My salary is tough, strong, my calories are up. Long days grinding hard, now they rallying for us. I be ballerina, tiptoe all the time, hustling. Out of town, bubbling, the gallery is Puff Daddy. You should pick me up, what she's telling me at lunch, but my calendar is full. My mind has told me roll. Yeah, yeah. I asked if she could roll, cause that means she got a crush. Got a banger on my hands. Gary Payton, I'm the glove. All she do is play my songs. I'm incredible to her. Shit, they calling me New York. I'm indebtable, I guess. Never run, I owe you none, bitch. Pay me my mistake. They call me bankroll, bubble, quarter, water, and a shade. Riding through the city like a villain in a game. I know I'm getting old, cause I know I'm never changing. Seaside, you know I got the way. Baby, I'm just Eastside representing, rolling up this hay. Screaming free Bobby's money, dancing to the bank. Born in the 80s, off the porch in 98. Eastside, reminiscing about the way. Yeah. 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 Oh, we gonna pick it back up. Yeah. 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 Okay. Cam'ron raised me. Styles P raised me. Jada Kiss raised me. Beanie Siegel, Jay-Z verses I repeated every day. Shit changed me. Images I lived up to, the videos they played me. I never been a sucker, never helped a sucker win. Write my own lyrics, listen to myself, and I'm convinced I'm better than them niggas. Shit, I'm better than my friends. And if they got a problem with it, Riddier to test the pen, right? Woo, that boy good. Kennedy, stick the chicken spot on that boyhood. Word, playing with my words, ain't a cat toy. Look, I got these bitches and they feelings like your friend cute. Matter of fact, I think I'll take your friend too. Tricking, I guess. Bought it something, you to the slipping. Even if she gonna undress later, baby, forget it. Easy, been on a mission, risky business. Calling me that time. Bankroll, bubble, quarter, water, and a shade. Riding through the city like a villain in a game. I know I'm getting old, cause I know I'll never change. If you see side, know I got the way. Baby, I'm just Eastside representing, rolling up this hay. Screaming free Bobby's money, dancing to the bank. Born in the 80s, off the porch in 98. Eastside reminiscing about the way. Gang.
New York, New York, New York.
Yes. It is the game.
Feels like paradise.
Yo, I call it Buffalo. I'm probably somewhere upstate. My city, murderers mad, they close upscape. Parties happening uptown, the hood showing up late. Later it'll be lit, for now let's smoke on something upstage. Yo, you peep my new car, it's really something uppace. I really tried to show up and give my haters duck face. Someone gotta mean this, we eating, this a buffet. Someone gotta mean this, I rap, it's not a pump fake. I'm actually a young great, they call your boy a young god. Work is what I put in, the city's what I put on. It's simple, right, no dumb plot, I came from nothing, you try. Tried to build an empire, it's harder than my son thought. I'm rapping and I'm rhyming, now I'm shining, where's my sunblock? Clothes from other countries, shipping in from some dock. Valley straight from Cali, all praises due to Young Rock. Higher than your daughter's dream, they should call me Young Hot. I really hate to brag, but I'm looking like the Flash. Running through the city, son, incredible. Dash, we killing, bro, you put up on a pedestal. We ass, we some villains, all gorillas with me, I should wear a mask. This upstate, Newburgh to Buffalo. Nah, this ain't the city, but he ballin' like the Rucker, though. Who they fucking with? Tell him I'm the fucking GOAT. Pull up, make a Halloween, how about make him friendly ghosts? They think this Buffalo, probably somewhere upstate. Did that, switch back, it's back to talking numbers. Hustling's the way, you should follow me like Socrates. Bubbling in case they build a case. Lawyer money good, trap phone destroyed.
Yeah. All that good shit, man. Stacks Media, all that. You know what I'm saying? King of the North, New York. Sky God, all that good shit, man. It's been a long time. A long, long time. I shouldn't have left you without a strong beat to step to. Now, real shit, though. It's been a while. It's been maybe about 2-3 months. You know, I've been saying I got some technical difficulties with my equipment here. You know, I delayed a couple of tapes that I have done. I couldn't put out. I couldn't really promote the way I wanted to. Couldn't really maneuver around. Stack's still around. The team's still around. So we still got some shows coming for y'all. The sports show, I'm kind of deciding whether I want to take on the sports show myself and kind of turn this into just a podcast, which is my ultimate goal. I want to do an anime show on Saturdays, so we might do Cartoon Saturdays, like my mixtape drops. I got to get that synced up. The wrestling on Sundays, we might do a wrestling show. What else? What else we got going on? Stacks got some more shit for y'all, too, so look out for all of that. The dates and shit, we're not really sure about. We'll have that figured out probably by next week, next weekend. What else did I have to get to real quick? I think that's it. Oh yeah. Everybody out there that listens, everybody that checks up, if y'all got music, y'all do music, man, send it in. If y'all want it played on the radio, just to, you know what I mean, so niggas can hear it. Just to see how it sounds, period. You know, y'all want reviews, critiques or whatever. You know, niggas are still writing for the low, niggas might need hooks or something like that. We real professional with all that business and good stuff. So, with all that being said, I wanted to jump right into pretty much the hot topic of the day, which pretty much fits the theme. There's a couple things I want to get into, but the first off, we're going to jump into, of course, that Remy Martin versus Nicki Minaj shit, man. I saw a couple things, you know, as I'm getting older, I feel like I'm getting more cynical. I'm just turning into one of those old grump niggas that just do not fuck with niggas, and especially younger niggas, man. I don't understand the logic, and I'm the type of person, if I can't follow the logic, it physically hurts me. I can't understand what the fuck y'all niggas be talking about sometimes. It baffles me how y'all pick and choose y'all battles. So, you know, I'm a For everybody up to speed, we're going to bring y'all up to speed real quick, then we're going to jump in this. So, for those who were unaware, Remy Ma, Terror Squad, Bronx, New York, pretty much was female hip hop savior at one point, with the Little Kim leaving and Foxy kind of disappearing. There was a big void in female hip hop period. A lot of the MCs, they were older, and then the newer ones, they were more singing or just kind of blatant Little Kim ripoffs. And Remy kind of brought a new wave with her. You look at Diamond from Crime Mob and all of that. You know, there's different MCs now that they actually spit, and I think Remy was one of the first to make bitches want to start rapping again. Like, nah, we could write and we could rap. And she had that. You know, she was in her prime. I know it was maybe 10, 7 years ago, something like that. And we're terrible with history and hip hop because of letting all the new niggas in and not really guarding the gates and shit like that. So a lot of the hip hop knowledge and history is kind of lost. But Remy was that bitch for the longest time. You know what I'm saying? Nicki, at the time, Nicki was on her way up looking for an outlet. You know, anybody who knows me knows I've been a Wayne fan since, you know, I was like 7 or 8, something like that. So his whole career, I've been blessed to even have some part in some of his mixtapes, releases. And I got shit early. I used to get albums early and all kinds of shit. Before he got leaked, that the Carter 3, you know, I knew that DJ that leaked a lot of stuff, even the person that sent some of his music. So I'm pretty close to Wayne. As far as his career, I'm pretty in tune with shit. Young Money has never been an operating company. Like, it's never been, even on paper, a good idea. And I've always said, you know, it looks good because Birdman wants Wayne to sit down with him. That's it. That's it. Just sit down with me. Get your bread over here. That's it. Every time Wayne tried to leave, Birdman would give him an advance, give him a car, give him a house, something like that. You're giving this nigga shit, you know, that makes up for what you think. But in the long run, your royalties, let me explain people something to y'all who don't understand. Y'all royalties, you can eat off royalties for the rest of your life. Owning your masters, owning your music, your voice, your words, all of that. Even the beat, if you can find somebody who's cool with it, you know, not going to charge you an arm and a leg. Listen, the more you own, obviously, the more money you make, right? If you have a shoe, great shoe, it's an incredible shoe, I think that's going to make my store sell if I have your shoe. I'm the exclusive owner of your shoe. I'm going to sign you to a deal for your shoe, right? I want a percentage. I'm going to give you a little bit of money, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, yo, I'm the one doing the advertisement for your shoe. I'm the one that's, you know, holding it, making sure people not stealing it so you have a little bit of safety. But I need that percentage. Now you say, you know what? Your store is popping. My shoe's more popping than your store. I want this in all the stores. Now y'all got to pay me for this. You got to own that shoe. Or you'll be paying the shoemaker. You'll be paying the shoelace maker. You'll be paying the store distributor. You'll be paying the colorway guy. You'll be paying the person who puts down the legal documents. Long story short, if you don't own your music, if you do not own your music, if you do not own your music, it's not yours. It doesn't belong to you business-wise. Young Money is working underneath Cash Money Records. Cash Money Records has the longest history, and on this show, if y'all follow it for however long, y'all know, listen, Manny Fresh left. He left the Big Timers. That was their first group. He left. Turk, Juvenile, BG, Wayne tried to leave, Busta left, Bow Wow left, Game left, and all these niggas signed for maybe a month, a year, something like that. But, yo, the list goes on. And one of the comments that made me laugh, I mean, queens get the money. It's just a queen's thing. You're going to look for the money. You're going to look for the worth. Okay, what have you been doing? And I understand the message Nicki was sending, but listen, Nicki, yo, Nicki, you got a rap, baby. You got a rap, yo. I don't give no fucks about how many times her album flops. I don't give no fucks about none. This is hip-hop. And niggas have been doing such a great job through the years of making the cool person look like a loser because the punk ass nigga don't want to fight back. So we say, oh, well, you're a bully, or you're picking, oh, well, why do you have to be a gangster? Well, why do you even have to be telling the truth? And we've pushed it so far to the point where a nigga raps and the response, we don't even anticipate a response being good. Yo, this shit is crazy, man. I seen somebody say, Remy lost, Nicki has more money, Remy will never be on her level. And, you know, I know people are misinformed. I know people are misinformed. Remy just came out of jail. I get it. You know what I'm saying? It's been a while. Nicki Minaj is signed to Lil Wayne, who signed to Bird. Well, not even signed straight to Lil Wayne. Signed to somebody who signed to Lil Wayne, who signed to Birdman, who has his Universal deal. In order for Nicki Minaj to put out a project, she has to get three yeses out the gate for a feature, for a single, for a graphic, for any yes. She needs three yeses, and then it's a go. Nicki Minaj has not been hot since she's been with Gucci Mane, and shout out to Undead, Waka's mom. Listen, there's a reason all of them was hot. Deb leaves. Guess what? French album doesn't do so good. Waka, you know, Waka stuck around. That's his mom, of course. Waka starts going overseas. Gucci leaves. He gets in that little argument. He starts going crazy. Yo, Nicki Minaj was a part of this Gucci Mane vibe. If it wasn't for Gucci Mane, Nicki Minaj might not be who she was, right? And then you add Wayne, you add she's on a major, you add there's not really any females. Of course Nicki is that bitch. Of course she is where she is. We're not going to take no stripes from her. But to say that business-wise, she's doing better, you, sir, are absolutely delusional. There's a reason why Nicki stood away from Wayne and Drake, thinking she could just do her own thing. And then they all realized, yo, we need each other more than we can do this by ourselves. Drake's last four singles have not charted. They're not creating any static. Joe Budden, as much as niggas laugh at these diss tracks and all this shit, Joe Budden gave this nigga four tracks back to back. The result, French Montana's album, pushed back because during his press release, everybody's asking about the beef between Joe Budden and Drake. Drake has no response because to respond, then you have to validate, yeah, I did get surgery on my nose. Yeah, I did get surgery on my stomach. Yeah, I do have the ghostwriters that helped me a little bit. Yeah, I did do all this bullshit. Yeah, Joe gave me the approval to talk to his girl, his ex-girl, and gave me pointers on how to bag her. He has to confirm all of these, and it takes away from his Superman. So you got to laugh. Oh, nah, it's not ready yet, but this is going to be crazy. Don't worry about it. And you push it back into the untrained mind. It's just Drake. Listen, the way music works, if it's ready, it's going to go. If nobody's biting, the label is not going to say yes. It doesn't matter who you are. Label's not saying yes. Drake's not getting these approvals to drop this album and have a mediocre album drop. It can't happen. Views, stream-wise, incredible, classic. Review-wise, critique-wise, it was very mediocre. And as a result, you see Drake on tour. You see him answering back to Meek Mill. You see him answering everybody. Everybody that says something about Drake, now he has to say something. Because he needs it. He needs something. And Nicki's standing by that. What's ironic and why I bring this all up is, Nicki, you mentioned Remy. You threw the shots. And not only did you throw the shots, you threw them on a Gucci Mane track. Gucci Mane, who the last time we heard about Gucci Mane and Nicki Minaj, told the world, you suck Gucci Mane and Waka Flocka dick. This is a nigga who said that Nicki Minaj sucked my dick and Waka dick. She was living with us. What you think happened? We real niggas. Yo, Nicki, you gotta choose your battles, yo. You gotta choose your battles, brother. This is crazy. You really out here looking fucking retarded. And it's crazy because, you know, niggas got this hope for, like, she gonna rap. Yo, rap. Fucking rap, yo. Everybody, oh, I don't care about they beef. Oh, that's corny. This bitch is corny. Yo, it's crazy that we've reached a time in hip-hop, an era in hip-hop, where niggas rap and people pick out what's corny about everything else. Remy Ma, this was not fire. It wasn't. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. It had the ether in it. Woo, it had the ether. But it had no delivery. That shit was choppy. It sounded like it was almost as bad as when Sean Poe came out and then he dropped the diss record. Like, yo, it was awful. Y'all got to be real with yourselves, man. I was excited. I thought it was fake. It was so bad and so unprofessional. When I first heard it, I thought it was fake. Nobody could talk. I had to check 3 different sources. When I seen the Trey Songz tweet, I had to, yo, this shit is, it's a circus of niggas not wanting to rap. Applaud Remy Ma. 48 hours, less than 48 hours of response, 7-minute response, bars. She tried to give a bar, and shout out to Rem. You could clearly tell, you know what I mean, they watching battle rap. They trying to do a little bit more with the hip-hop and shit like that. It's fire. I appreciate it. It's going to get better. It takes its time. We not going to hold you right now. But look, that shit was trash. It was trash, man. The shit was offbeat. It was sloppy. She had some bars that was absolute doo-doo. But she rapped. Applaud that bitch. She rapped. She rapped. It's hip-hop. She rapped. What the fuck do y'all niggas want, man? What do y'all want? The bitch rapped. Nicki has to rap. I don't care if Nicki go quadruple platinum. You on a major. You signed to the greatest artist in the last 10 years, number one artist in the last 10 years, since 2007, number one artist. Yo, if you didn't do good, it would be trash. Then you'd be absolute horrible. Like, what? Of course you're supposed to have the bread and all of this. And you don't even quite have it. But, I mean, that's another story. My thing is, again, Meek's name gets thrown in it. I would say, how does Meek come out in all of this now with Nicki looking a little bit cornier? You know, it makes her look maybe not as much as so much of the prize, and, you know, the ass hasn't been looking the same. She hasn't been showcasing it the same. Yo, there was a lot of stuff in there that Remy touched on that made me think, you know what, Meek may not be losing so much in the public eye anymore, just based specifically on the fact that now people are taking Nicki Minaj off that pedestal, people are taking Drake off that pedestal, and we're kind of looking at these niggas like real people, real live people. Like, the celebrity in some of this has been taken away, and that is something I can't appreciate. I think Nicki looks bad. Of course. I think Remy looks, but very beatable, but she's with it. She's not looking too good. I think Meek looks bad, more gossip coming from Meek, man. It's just like, damn, bro, you can't step out of this shit. But the underlining thing in all of this that everybody's missing, Pusha T is the fucking GOAT. Look. Pusha T, this way, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, he had this shit with Big Crit, Your Favorite Rapper's a Damn Lie, talking about Wayne's fake blood ties, and then all these other niggas fake blood ties. Then the blood starts popping, right? Nigga hit him with the, oh, you signed to a nigga that signed to a nigga that signed to a nigga. Hit Drake with that real quick. And Wayne with the same bar. Yo, Pusha called all of this. Pusha called all of this. Wayne responded to Pusha. It was kind of awful, but I was just surprised he even did it, honestly. Drake responded finally and then disappeared. Nobody believed his shot. Young Money isn't looking too good, man. These beefs all year, they better be on wax. That's all I have. You know, it has to be on wax. I really don't give a fuck about who Drake fucking. I don't give no fucks about how many albums that album. So we're going to get into the album, man. I don't care about how many records it sold off it and singles. And I don't care about none of that. Congratulations. I don't care about none of that shit. This is about, are you better than me? On a beat, can you get on a beat and rap better than me? I do not believe Nicki Minaj is out rapping Remy Ma. Sue me. It's not happening. The last time we heard a Nicki verse that we fucked with before all this ghostwriting shit was off of her tape with Wayne when she was really spitting that Beam Me Up Scotty shit, which of course had the ghostwriting allegations on it as well. Nicki, bitch, do not hit me with the, what is the next? Bitch, talking about some, yeah, album flop, sandals. Yo, that shit had me dying. My nigga, listen, Nicki, we don't want none of that. We don't want that Nemo flow, the Big Sean flow, give it back. That shit not working for y'all no more. We don't want that. Three songs, it was cool. 3 years later, come on, man. Y'all niggas look ill. That shit look ill, man. Final take on this shit, I'm going to say, yo, Nicki need bars, and they need to come tomorrow. I don't want to hear this, oh, I'm on tour. I don't want to hear I got this album. It's not important. Yeah, bitch, it is important. It is important. And we just watched Meek Mill take a week, and niggas destroyed him for taking that long. And his shit was cool, and it had more that probably never going to drop. Listen, Nicki Minaj, you got 48 hours. 48 hours to respond. And it got to be fire. It got to be fire. I mean, yo, it got to be fire. Or we getting Nicki the fuck out of here. It's over. Or it's over for Young Money. If Nicki get washed up in this, it's over for Young Money. It's over. That shit over. And that marks the third camp that got destroyed by beef. Pause. We G-Unit, Dipset, and Young Money. That's fucking crazy, man. That's crazy. But, you know, like I said, for the sake of hip-hop, as long as niggas is rapping and doing it, I ain't even too mad to have my favorite players retire. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's actually dope when they go out in a blaze like that, rather than struggling for attention and struggling trying to fit suits that don't, you know what I mean? Like, wearing shit the kids wearing now. Like, yo, that shit corny, money. Nobody wants they favorite niggas to go out like that. Yo, Nicki, niggas been saying for the longest you don't have no bars no more. This is a perfect opportunity to shut niggas up, man. I don't get no fucks about that fucking Lil' Kim diss, man. Have y'all seen Lil' Kim lately? Nobody has. Niggas haven't seen Lil' Kim since 94, B. Get the fuck out of here. 97. Get out of here, man. Niggas ain't seen no fucking Lil' Kim. She white, dog. She gave up on us. Romaine's revenge. Bitch had the fake voice. Nah, son. I'm not feeling that. Get that shit the fuck out of here, man. For real. That shit. But while we, matter of fact, shout out to Fat Joe. Fat Joe dropped an album, co-album with Remy. Some Spanish shit that I can't say unless I look at it. It's like fucking playing tones and empanadas or some shit. I listened to it. I'm going to give it a solid 4. Fat Joe beat selection always on point. Remy was rusty. It had 1,001 features. It was good to see them back together, but this album's about 8 years too late, man. We needed this album 8 years ago, this exact album. In 2017, nah, y'all got this back, man. I don't need no Epinada Remy. I just don't need that shit. I don't know, man. It wasn't it, man. This wasn't it. And I was real hyped. You know, he's a legend. Fat Joe album, he has a pretty nice catalog. He usually doesn't disappoint. I was disappointed in this shit, man. I ain't gonna hold you. I give this shit a whole 4 out of 10. Yeah, man. It just wasn't it. It wasn't it for me. I want to see a solo Remy album. I don't even want to see a Fat Joe album no more unless he, you know, by himself. Or I don't want no joint out. I don't want him and Nori. I don't want him and fucking DMX. I don't want him and Jay. I don't want none of that shit. I want a Fat Joe album. I want a Remy album. That's it. This shit, it just feels like, word, it's just too late, man. It's too late. Like, it's like you're getting Steve Francis and Stephon Marbury on the Knicks. You know what I'm saying? I'm not fucking with it. I get that shit a 4. Who else dropped? Big Sean. Big Sean had a nice little album. I don't know who's Big Sean fans. If y'all are, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to y'all for sticking with the nigga. If y'all not, I would say, I know he gets a little corny. I know it's a little tough to listen to his music sometimes. This is an album. If you're not a Big Sean fan, this one might be a little easier to listen to than the rest. This one was a little bit more personal. It wasn't so play-play. It wasn't so off the wall, you know, like cartoony almost, you know. That shit is too colorful. He just, I don't know. The way he raps a lot of the time is just a little, yeah, like kiddish, you know, and that throws off a lot of people. So this shit is more spiritual. Like I said, it's more personal. He goes into a couple stories about himself that might make you look at him a little different. It's definitely worth checking out. I gave it an 8 out of 10. I'm not even a Big Sean fan, but I think it was put together very well. A smooth ride type shit. It's more headphone music than, you know, trying to get lit, chilling with a bitch and shit like that. Migos. Migos album is exactly what you think a Migos album is. I get this shit for the Migos. I get this shit an 8. Yeah, it's just a turn up album. Niggas not gonna give you meals. You know what I'm saying? Some artists will give you meals, full course meals. They'll give you that steak. Niggas will give you, you know what I'm saying, rice and chicken with corn. You know what I'm saying? And then some artists just give you fast food. Fast food is good. On a late night, it's great. During the day, it's okay. When you're running late, it's great. You know what I'm saying? But just when you need substance, when you're looking for something of value, you're trying to grow, it's really not for you. But if you're trying to chill, you cleaning the house, motherfucking, I don't know, man. You fucking with some bitch. You got her in the car. You about to go shopping. You know, regular ignorant shit. It's a great tape for that. Bad and Bougie is finally getting a little played out. It had a great run. Yo, Coach on this album. So it had a bunch of shit that I like. White T-Shirt was fire. It had a bunch of shit that I like besides just the Bad and Bougie, but the Bad and Bougie really was the star of the album. I liked it, man. I liked it. I get it to the 8. Like I said, it's not really, you know, a typical album. Albums nowadays are more mixtapes than anything, but like I said, if you enjoy that turn-up music, this is a solid album all the way through, or a solid tape all the way through. I'll say that. Finally, what else? Was old Future, right? So Future got sued by Rock. If y'all don't know the story, I'll give y'all the street version, right? Future was signed to Rocco. Rocco pretty much gave Future contract to a couple, well, let him sign contracts with a couple people. Gucci Mane was probably the artist that broke Future. He did the Free Bricks tape. Gucci broke a lot of artists. But, you know, Gucci and Rocco was best friends. They had a little joint deal. Future wasn't really feeling that too much. Went on and started kind of go crazy on his own. Didn't really need Rocco shit. Rocco had his tape come out. You ain't even know it. He did good. Did great. He's a smaller time artist though. He doesn't have the same potential as Future, which is cool for him because you know when you sign somebody, you getting a check anyway. Future at some point decided, nah, I'm way bigger than this, so I'm not signed to you no more. Like, fuck our contract. You know, you a street nigga. See me in the streets. We good, bro. You know what I mean? Like, you my nigga. I'm about to get this bread. Like, you doing you. I'm doing me. That's cool for the streets. That shit don't work in the industry. You know what I'm saying? That shit don't work in real business. Future got sued. Long story short, he owes Rocco, you know, money off the two albums and then some tours and shit. Like I said, man, we're in an era where you could drop a mixtape as an album, which is what he did. He dropped these two. Hendrix is fire. Hendrix is the actual album, and I don't think it stops him at all because he probably had about six of these motherfuckers lined up. So, you know, you take all your leftovers, you take a mixtape, you put both of them out, bam, you got rid of the two albums. Now you just got to do tours, so you do a little show, you know what I'm saying, a couple shows, 10 cities, 12 cities, some shit like that, you know, based off of the two tapes. And now you're done, you're out of that contract. And then you're free. You know, he still has his deal with Epic, he still has his deal with Apple, I believe. Yo, Future is shining. And I think in this Hendrix tape, he threw a couple shots at Designer, but I think he really stands or sets himself apart from Designer on this shit. Like, Future more has a blues feel. You understand? His shit is more, it's more hip-hop blues. It's more soul than Designer, the turn-up. He still has the turn-up, but this isn't, you know, this isn't that same Future. This isn't the monster Future. This is more astronaut Future. Combined with a little bit of the trap. This is something new. This is definitely something new. I loved it. Yo, Fresh Air, to me, I couldn't believe it was Future. Like, this shit just showed so much growth. Just in that song, yo, if y'all only got to listen to one song, y'all want to decide what type of shit he doing, this is a little bit different. The tape is Future Hendrix, you know. I think it's called Hendrix. Draco was cool off the first shit. But this shit is called, I think it's Fresh Air. Let me just make sure. Fresh Air by Future. Yo, this shit, I can hear this playing in movies. I can hear this on the radio. I can see a video to this. Like, he got some shit, man. His first one might have been a throwaway tape, but this was definitely thought out. This was definitely some shit he was going to drop. Had the lawsuit not dropped anyway, happened anyway. This is an actual, I would consider this his first album since was that Jordan Diddy joint? I Promise. There we go. That Promise joint. This is probably his first album since then. Everything else feels like a tape. This doesn't really feel like a tape. All the way through and through, this is a dope shit. I get this shit a 9, man. Only thing I don't like about it, the two features he picked was Rihanna and Weeknd. I felt like he could have done something better. You know, more out the box. I see what he's doing, but nah, man, I wasn't feeling that shit. Get some niggas not really knowing about some shit like that. Even a Lil Uzi Vert, my nigga, I would have fucked with a Lil Uzi Vert on this tape. Weeknd, you know what I'm saying? He's a pop star right now. Rihanna, she's a pop star. Like, nah, man, I ain't want that shit. But what else happened? We had, Just Blaze and Swiss Beatz had a producer battle. Now, you know, I'm a podcast nigga. I like to do my research and shit. Swiss Beatz went on Drink Champs and talked a little bit of, I believe he talked about another battle. It might have been this one, right? But he talked about the battle. He said he got all these hits and shit like this. And I'm thinking to myself, like, yo, this nigga Swiss Beatz do got a deep-ass catalog, but at the end of the day, this nigga, all his shit sound the same. This nigga Swiss Beatz been making the same beat for 12 years, fam. We can't let him do this shit no more, man. This shit is just, at this point, it's terrorism and selective terrorism. And I'm really against it. I was thinking about starting a petition to get this nigga the fuck up out of here forever. Probably one of the most irritating experiences you could ever have in life is sitting back enjoying a record, And then Swiss Beats comes on and tells you the dumbest shit ever. If you got a pop top in your cabinet, let me see you put your hands in there. If you got a pop top in the cabinet, this nigga, yo, Swiss Beats, this nigga just says whatever the fuck going on around him on the track. Like, yo, what are you doing, dog? What are you talking about, my nigga? You work, like, you getting worse than fucking Flex and Scoop, all them niggas. Like, you just stay off the record, my nigga. Make the beat, change it up. You know what I'm saying? It was dope listening to how many records he had. You might have forgot about a couple of the joints, but my nigga, Just Blaze. Woo! Now that's talent, man. This nigga got some fucking hits too. But his shit is just different, man. You gotta respect Just Blaze. I was waiting for him to start putting on all the Dipset shit. Like, that's the cheat code. He should have just went to the whole Dipset catalog at the end and just fucking Santana Town, Dipset Anthem, Cameron, Oh Boy, all of this. He should have just, listen, everything he produced had parts of the Trackmaster shit. Anything he had his hands in, Dipset, he should have just ended with that shit, man. I had Swiss 2-1. Just was definitely bodying this nigga early. If y'all watch the whole shit, you know what I'm saying? Then Hip Hop the Culture one, for real. That shit was dope, man. One of the four elements of MCing, you know what I'm saying? Or of hip hop, you know what I'm saying? The DJ is very forgotten. It was dope to see. I love when my DJ is DJ. I love to see Funk Flex on the table DJing. You know what I'm saying? I love to see this shit, man, because this is what we can. It's that culture. This what make people want to watch and get niggas the good time when you in the room. You seeing somebody craft, somebody rapping, somebody DJing, somebody b-boying. You know what I'm saying? All of this shit that you could do, my nigga, like, for, and the graffiti too. Like, this is what our culture was about, man. This is where it came from. This shit was so dope for these two niggas. Not to have an ego, win or lose. Like, I'm about to show you I'm the best, and we gonna get it in. Just Blaze, man, gracious loser. That shit was fire. I hope he say some petty shit and try to get back. That would be dope. You know what I'm saying? I hope Just Blaze get back in the game more on a high scale, because he does do a lot of work that I'm sure y'all not familiar with. You know what I'm saying? Do y'all Googles, man. Don't just rely on the internet. Don't just rely on fucking what do niggas do now? SoundCloud? I don't even know how niggas hear their music now, bro. Download Tidal, download Apple, whatever. One of those. Just click a playlist and just listen straight through, man. Discover some new artists. Shout out to Partisan Fontaine, you know what I'm saying? 845, Newberg, you doing this thing. Discover some new artists, man. Get some new niggas a shot. Stop being fed by the bullshit. My nigga, that was dope. Ain't too many niggas that's gonna step on stage and try to showcase they real talent. No auto-tune, no nothing. No help, no nothing. Just up there. That was dope, man. That was dope. Hip-hop wise, I think that's everything that I wanted to cover. BL5, shout out to URL. They got an event. My nigga Clean on that shit. That's all y'all need to know. And Clean Around is incredible. That's all y'all need to know. That's it. Just know that. Know that his first round is incredible. And he's going to have the battle of the night. As long as y'all know that shit, we cool. And he got three rounds. I'm going to give y'all that too. He got three rounds. That's all y'all need to know, man. Shout out to the Coliseum. We just had a crazy event. Shout out to everybody that showed up, everybody that wanted to show up, everybody that didn't want to show up. Welcome home card, season 4, the way our shit, you know, works. Each year is a new season. I believe this is the last season, so books are closed after this shit. But we got a couple new pickups. A couple of young niggas making their way around the game and shit like that. So we're going to see what happens with these niggas. It's going to be a fun year, man. I feel like, honestly, for the first time in a long time, there's more of a reason for, you know what I mean, niggas that's been around. I see myself turning into one of the niggas that, you know, I, as a younger nigga, would have wanted to get the fuck out the way. You know, show me what you can. Show me that crossover you got so I can use it and make it better and start fucking people up because you don't need it no more. You know what I'm saying? And it really is dope to watch niggas turn into or start to turn into shit. You know what I'm saying? A nigga y'all should watch out for, Benji Lolo. He was also part of my triple threat with me and Fake Lux. Capo. Kang Capo. Bro, I could read, bro. Yeah, though, Benji caught a lot of flack. He was on the World Star shit, niggas, for the stealing bars. He was part of the Dizzy Spade battle, the doing a lot. That was against Benji, of course. A lot of niggas get it, man. A lot of niggas get it, the performance thing, and tap into that when they're on stage. I always say I respect people who respect the crowd, because we MCs at the end of the day, like, Masters of Ceremony, we supposed to move the crowd, man. That's our job. You know what I'm saying? If your raps is for you, keep that shit in your headphones. You know what I'm saying? Go rapping on a video and just play that shit to yourself all day. You know what I'm saying? When you show up, you showing up for niggas that want to see you. Now, your goal may be to go somewhere with your talent, but your talent, you know what I'm saying, should be used when in this culture, it's used for the culture. You know what I'm saying? To push the culture forward. I think we have a great core, a older guys that is going to help flip this culture upside down, man. This shit is, I think, you know, T.Y. retired. I don't know if you guys caught T.Y. versus Cable Guy. That's on a Coliseum channel. Go check that shit out. T.Y. retired, Moolah, shout out to Moolah, he's on URL, he just had a crazy battle with Sin Fleet, I should be dropping very, very soon, so stay tuned to that. Yeah, Sin Fleet's on his way out, graduating, we got a couple of people on their way out graduating, man, so, you know, with leagues, a lot of times what happens, you want to develop your new talent while you still have your old talent around. So that it's not a gap or you'll end up, you know, not the Celtics because we're incredible. Shout out to the Celtics. But you'll end up like the 76ers or one of these teams who has to rebuild brand new guys. And, yeah, them niggas be nice when they there on the Bobcats or on the fucking Timberwolves because everybody – Kevin Love on the Timberwolves, nigga was leading the league in rebounds. Nigga was averaging like 20 and 20. Nigga fucking was going crazy. He wasn't averaging 20 and 20. Of course not. But nigga was going fucking crazy, right? Of course you're going to average goddamn the most rebounds in the game when you're playing for the Timberwolves because everybody going to shoot on y'all all day. Y'all trash. Niggas going to try to put up 300 points on y'all niggas. So you're going to get mad rebounds. Nobody else on your team is going to be making shots. So it's going to be offensive rebounds. You're going to go crazy point-wise because you're the only one that's scoring. But then guess what? They put you in another system, and it looks a little shaky. Now everybody sacrifices a little bit of that game, all of this. You know, you see Kevin Love do his thing a lot of times now. He goes crazy within the system. But he had to grow into a player that can play in the system. He didn't have to grow into the system. He had to grow into a player that could play in the system. You know what I'm saying? Because the nigga, his skills – And the skills that he was required to develop within the team that he was in, it shit changed. And it was no longer around. He wasn't on Timberwolves no more. He was on the Cavs. If he was on the Rockets, he would have went through something similar. He might have done a little bit better because now you're playing with James Harden, who's going to look for you a lot of the times instead of you just being a option like he is on the Cavs or a third option, maybe even a fourth sometimes, depending on who's on the floor. But, hey, when it comes down to it, your older guys, all you leagues out there, whatever, basketball, football, wrestling, your older guys on the team should be, their goal should be making the younger guys transition into your shoes as seamless as possible. That's the goal. Each one teach one. To keep the ball rolling, right, you need the same energy. Too much could fuck it up. You ever kick the ball too hard at the top and the shit skidding and bounced up? Yo, you could fuck up a lot of momentum just by giving something already in motion the wrong touch, right? So niggas have to be careful about who they let mentor them, who they see as mentors. And then most importantly, of course, wash your ass, because, you know, a lot of new niggas don't be washing their ass, man. These events be smelling crazy. I don't know where the fuck y'all came from, but shit be smelling crazy in there. Oh, my God. Some of these niggas. And yo, shout out to the old DMX. That nigga was crazy. We had a DMX nigga that showed up to our Ludus. Oh, my God. That's hilarious. I'm going to go look for this, too. But, yeah, back to what I was saying. Shout out to Benji. Shout out to the whole CNC. I personally faced Benji on the stage, so I can speak a little bit more than I can about the other ones, even as far as seeing them live, you know, staying on the stage in front of it. I honestly think Benji is there. You know, a couple bar tweaks just to keep the energy right. A couple tweaks. But I think the nigga's there, man. And that was really dope to be a part of. You know, I love it when I'm right. I love it when I guess right. And I honestly, you know, I'm upset that it wasn't a three-rounder, which is what I originally would want, was me and Benji on three-rounder on a different card. But, you know, it was a welcome home. It was for all of them to, you know, try out and show out like it's a regular car. Yo, our Ludus is our regular car, and that's what something we've been promoting. It was a great night, though, yo. It was a great night overall. But like I said, being on stage with the nigga, man, like I said, I don't really do the cosigns too much. I think Benji got it, though. So I want to call that. I want to call that early. Y'all haven't seen me for a while. That was my last one. If y'all seen me versus Ghost, maybe. North New York versus Ghost, that's on the Coliseum channel as well. I'm not sure when was the last time we spoke, so you might not have saw that. Go check that out. Hallelujah Jones versus Blake Winters, that's on the channel that dropped. What else? I can't think of anything else that dropped at the moment. Foreplay and Blanco, that dropped as well. So go check that shit out too. 845 in the building. So, facts. It's far, but, you know, it's 845 though. I ain't gonna hold you. Scotchtown, Middletown, shout out to y'all. You know, upstate shit. I think that's pretty much it for Battle Rap. The Invitational 2 card dropped. So y'all can see all the people that made that. Go check that shit out. We Go Hard is having an event right now, I believe. Our Battle's back. We'll speak on that more with Stacks and stuff. Probably, I want to say tomorrow night, which means it'll probably be Monday night. So we'll say Monday night for the next show. I'm going to talk about these sports real quick. Then we're going to get the fuck up out of here. Let's see. We had the Cousins trade, the Marcus Cousins, for a bunch of bullshit. Shout out to Tyreek Evans. Nigga, you told on your brother, and you going back to your city again. And you wasn't shit when you was there last time. That's crazy. You out of there, though. I think they're going to be good. I think they're missing a couple pieces. Jrue Holiday is fire. They got Jrue Holiday, Cousins, and Davis. That shit is, you know, they're missing a shooting guard and somebody off the bench to take up some of their minutes when they tired, and then that's it, and then they good. That's a crazy trade for them. Sacramento been bullshit. They've been bullshit since they had Rudy Gay. Vlade Divac, man, I don't know what the fuck he doing. I didn't know what he was doing as a player, honestly. Yeah, man, I'm not feeling this. I'm going to keep it 100. This trade was retarded. This was definitely some Illuminati shit. Niggas, I don't know, New Orleans, you know, because of the All-Star game, David Stern saw how much money, or not David Stern, I'm still saw how much money they're missing. It's like, yo, y'all gotta get together. Y'all got to do something. You know what I mean? Like, niggas like it out here. We trying to be out here more. The market's out here. TV money's going to be crazy. We can't introduce shit. Y'all got to do something. I feel like it was more that than anything. Because basketball-wise, for the Pelicans, I mean, it does make them better, but it's not really what they needed. This is dope, but it's not really what they needed. And Sacramento, I mean, that was just some absolute bullshit. I don't know what the fuck. They didn't even get nothing back for it. Like, come on, son. Y'all niggas is fucking retarded. That was stupid. Shout out to them for being fucking retarded. Knicks didn't do anything. Celtics didn't do anything. Shout out to Danny Ainge, man. We had both our drafts out on the table. You can't, you know what I mean? You got to wear your hat on that. That's cool. We not mad at that. Niggas want to take our two draft picks, first round draft picks. We had two of them. Come on, son. Are you crazy? Like, shout out to Larry Bird, man. I ain't mad at the Pacers. Shout out to the Bulls. Y'all are fucking retarded, too. Shout out to Rondo, though. Yeah, that shit, I don't understand that move by the Celtics. I know we tried, but, like, we're clearly one piece away from being, you know, a contender. A contender, which is crazy. Ah, man, I felt like we needed something. We'll see how this season goes, how the end of the season goes. Shout out to Darren Williams. He's a bullshit. LeBron cried enough, and they got Darren Williams now. That's what's up. Y'all niggas is corny. Ibaka went to the Raptors. That was a big trade. Raptors are fucking nice now. They going to get Cavaliers up out of here. That's my prediction. I think they're going to get them the fuck about it. They should have last year, too, in the playoffs, but Kyle Lowry disappeared and shit. But, yeah, this year is going to be different. I still feel like it's going to be Cavs and Raptors first round. No, there's some time, though. There's some time. Things might change now, so it might be second round. I got to see the standings. It probably is second round now. But, yeah, I got Cavs and Raptors. In the conference finals, and I got the Raptors sneaking it. Honestly, that's what I got. West, I think it's still a little too early for me to say anything about the West, except Golden State looks like they're going to, you know, take it all the way to the chip. My sleeper team, the Wizards, they doing all right. Sleeper team on the West. I forget Stacks, like I said. Today, we just wanted to catch up real quick. Monday, we're going to be back to normal. Stacks going to be on. I have a guest holding me down, too. You know what I'm saying? I'm not really sure the time of the Monday show. Monday will probably be Monday nights, but I think I'm going to start doing a morning show fresh in the morning, like 7 a.m. type shit, like the Breakfast Club type shit. But I think it might be like a 7 a.m. type joint. Maybe I'll do a 11 o'clock or 1 o'clock, some shit like that, midday. But, yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm going to do an early show just to catch up. This is going to turn into the podcast, man. Phil Chamberlain, you know, I appreciate y'all listening. I'm going to let niggas on next time when I got the boards and shit. I got my laptop back, you know what I'm saying, so we can do all this. Like I said, send in the music, subscribe, Holiseum, subscribe, High Society. Fuck everybody else. Them niggas is trash. Garbage. Absolutely horrible. What else? I don't know, man. I'm going to play this right here, though. I like this one. But yeah. Feel free to listen. We're going to play some more music for a minute. My music, because I'm the best type nigga. What else, though? I know I'm forgetting something. Nope, can't think. Nope, that's it. Yep. Alright, let me try this shit. Yo, this music not working, dogs. At all. I think I lost the internet. Oh yeah, I did. I lost the internet. I see. All right, so let me get this shit back up. And then we're going to play some music. Meantime, let's talk about how Kmart dropped Nicki Minaj clothes because they're not selling. What the fuck? Yeah, that's right, that's right, that's right. Hey! Yo, I'm a fucking genius, my nigga. That's a fact.
Never frontin', that's just something that I live by. Nope. Tough to fit a couple hundred on the inside. Money. French criminals and coming for that get right. So we get right in the city of the pinstripe. I really rap, I'm dope, I give them insight. In spite of my age, I'm quite wise, my nigga. Half lights, we getting pie, my nigga. I'm reigning king, here's feminine. Throw it to the sky, my nigga. Money tucked, think rights, my nigga. Cause when I ring this bitch, shit'll take away your life, my nigga. Hold up, moment of silence when you play a car. Playing more like Rice, my nigga. Mayweather plus Mike, my nigga. Randy Moss, Terrell Owens, Jerry Rice, my nigga. Megatron 85 plus Mike, my nigga.